Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety Fact Podcast. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I'm the owner of Child Anxiety Support, a membership for parents of anxious kids. I have my master's in clinical counseling and additional postgraduate training in child anxiety disorders, including exposure and response prevention and the Supportive Parenting for Anxious Childhood Emotions Program, or SPACE program, which was designed by Dr. Ellie Lebowitz of the Yale Child Study Center. I'm also certified in infant toddler mental health. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and each week I'll be answering your questions about childhood and teen anxiety. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Child Anxiety FAQ, and this week we're answering the question, how do I make a decision about anxiety medication for my child? This is not a question that I can easily answer for the podcast because not only am I not a prescriber, but I haven't met your child or teen. I personally feel very cautious about treating child anxiety with medication, and so I definitely don't think you should rely on a podcast for that information. So think of this just as a kind of intro, but ultimately you need to reach out to your child's doctor and talk to them about it. When you're thinking about medication for your child, what that means, obviously, is that you and your child are struggling in some way and you're wanting to know how best to help. It's important to understand that medication is not a cure for anxiety. It's not like having a headache and taking ibuprofen and then you feel better. Medication is part of an anxiety treatment plan. Not every child who meets clinical criteria for an anxiety diagnosis is going to need or benefit from medication. Again, this is very personal. It depends very much on the child and on their environment and on what else might be going on. The first thing you should do is make sure that what you're dealing with, what your child is dealing with, is in fact anxiety. Anxiety sometimes gets misdiagnosed as other things. Other things sometimes get misdiagnosed as anxiety. And so if you are considering medication, your child is going to need a thorough assessment from someone who is able to do that. And that would be a counselor or a social worker, a psychologist. If you wanted a full neuropsych workup, that would be someone who is sitting with your child and doing a full assessment of how their brain works, how they might be struggling, what their strengths are. And honestly, I think that is really your best bet when you're thinking about medication, because a neuropsych is going to be qualified to also diagnose ADD and autism spectrum disorders. Counselors and social workers are able to do some of that depending on their training, but a neuropsych has that background and the ability to do the full workup. If your child is seeing a counselor, obviously that counselor will know them really well. A neuropsych, though, is doing something different. They're doing a more formal assessment. But again, you need to talk to someone first so that you can have your child assessed. If your child is already seeing a counselor, that's easy. Talk to the counselor, ask them what they think next steps should be. If your child is not seeing a counselor, then yeah, that's the first thing you need to do. And I'll also add that I would say the other reason to do that is, yes, make sure that your child is being appropriately diagnosed, but also before you go to medication, it's important that you try other avenues first. having your child meet with a counselor for treatment would be a great thing to do. In treating child anxiety, there are two things to consider. The first is that talk therapy, play therapy, basically cognitive behavioral therapy in whatever form is most accessible for your child, is a first step in treatment. Also, and you know that I'm going to mention this, you getting your support in order to make sure that your family is creating the healthiest systems for your anxious child is also a first course of treatment. So a program like mine or another kind of support group, you working with your own counselor, family therapy, these are all things to do to make sure that your child is getting the skills that they need, they're getting their understanding, they're getting appropriately diagnosed and treated, and also that you are learning what special skills you might need in order to support and help your anxious child learn how to manage their anxiety. Those are the first steps. Is doing that kind of therapy before you look at medication. And the reason for this is that medication may be part of the treatment plan, but even if it does turn out that it is an appropriate treatment for your child, there is no one who will say, just give your kids the meds and don't do anything else, because meds are only part of it. Your child is also going to need to learn their skills. You are going to have to need to learn your skills. And then together with the people who are helping your family, you can start thinking about medication. Now, I am going to add in the show notes a PDF made available by the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry that is their specific guide on treating anxiety disorders with medication. And they're going to give you information about what medications are available and how they work and how to get access to them. So if you are interested in learning more, I'm going to encourage you to go to the show notes and go ahead and download this PDF. Now, one of the reasons I talked about making sure that your child has an appropriate diagnosis is that sometimes what we think is anxiety is something else. It's ADD, it's autism spectrum disorders, and those things might need to be treated differently. So we want to make sure that your child has the appropriate diagnosis. And if it is indeed anxiety, then it's time to talk about which anxiety medications make the most sense. A really important thing to know is that there aren't really a lot of medications that are FDA approved for children, particularly younger children. Now, that said, there are medications that people use off-label. That means it hasn't specifically been approved for the treatment of kids by the FDA, but there are studies that show that they can be effective, and the physician prescribing it believes they can be effective. They are using evidence-based information to make that decision. But you do need to know that, because as you're making your decisions, you should have all the facts right in front of you. If a child or teen does meet criteria for medication to be part of their treatment plan, the goal is to calm down the anxiety enough for them to access their other treatment, their counseling, their cognitive behavioral therapy, the skills that you're working at home. That is to say that medication alone is generally not the recommended form of treatment for kids. It's medication along with something else. You need to have a plan for who else is going to be supporting your child? What is the plan to get them off medication eventually? Is that going to be part of the plan? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. That's between you and your child's prescriber, and of course your child as they get older and have more decision making about their medication. But sometimes we're going to use medication for a shorter time so the child can access those skills with the hope to eventually take them off their medication. Sometimes we're doing medication for a very short time over specific anxiety periods, such as a child who needs to get on a plane or is dealing with things that are really difficult. Generally, when children are prescribed for anxiety, they are given antidepressants, and those are the SSRIs or the SNRIs. And those change the chemical neurotransmitters in their brain to help regulate anxiety, mood, and social behavior. Children who are on SSRIs sometimes show an increase of suicidal ideation. don't be so alarmed by that that you say, absolutely, I am not going to allow my child to get on medication. No, it just means that if medication is appropriate for your child, you need to have a plan about that. And in that case, I do strongly recommend counseling. I mean, I recommend support for the child and family no matter what. But if a child is on SSRIs, I think that it is just that much more important to make sure they're in counseling. So there's someone else's eyes on them, someone who is trained to assess for suicidality and who can support your family in just keeping an eye on your child. Another medication that sometimes children are prescribed are benzodiazepines. We sometimes call those benzos. Those are used for short-term treatment because they can be addictive. And also sometimes the prescriber will say, we're just going to use Benadryl. So if the child is scared of flying and they need to take a flight, the doctor may say, we're just going to do some Benadryl, or we're going to do some beta blockers or something like that. Those are short-term solutions. The SSRIs and SNRIs tend to be longer-term solutions. Benzos, Benadryl, things like that are kind of one-off medications that might be used in specific circumstances. Again, these are things you need to talk about a doctor with, because treating anxiety is complicated, which goes to how do you find someone to prescribe this for your kids? Now, my bias is if your child is going to get medication for mental health, then that prescriber should be someone with a psychiatric background, whether that's an actual child psychiatrist or a psychiatric nurse practitioner. I think it's best to go with those kinds of doctors because they do get more training about psychiatric medication and specifically how to prescribe those for growing kids and how to change things up as the child continues to grow. Now, I know it can be hard to find a prescriber, and sometimes the wait lists are really long. So first, I encourage you to go to your child's general practitioner or pediatrician and start the conversation. They may be able to get you in somewhere more quickly. They may feel comfortable making those prescriptions themselves and supervising them. And then that's a conversation to have with them, why they feel comfortable doing that, how they would know if they weren't comfortable doing that, what are special things you need to look for. I think it's also important to know that all of us who work with anxious kids, anxious families, we are seeing them through the lens of our background. Because I have a clinical mental health counseling background, I see it through the lens of counseling. How can I support families in shifting those patterns? What kind of psychoeducation can I offer? What is the long-term treatment plan in bringing those skills to kids? However, when you talk to a medical prescriber, they're going to see it through the context of their medical training and background. So they may recommend meds, and maybe that's the right choice, maybe it isn't, but that is how they're going to see it. They're going to see it from a medication standpoint. You get to ultimately make the decision for your kid. You can talk to a therapist, and you should. You can talk to a doctor, and you should. You can talk to your child's teacher, their school counselor, but ultimately you're going to make the decision. So ask yourself, what is the information I am missing that will help me make that decision? What are the questions I have that need to be answered? What are the concerns that I need to have addressed? And I think it's really important when we're talking about meds to say, how will we know if it's not working? What will our plan B be? And how will we get the child off them if this is going to be a temporary plan? So again, check the show notes so that you can get access to the PDF that was put out by the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And I hope this was helpful. If you have other questions, you know where to go. Go to my website and post them there. I'll be happy to answer them on a future podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you have a question you would like me to answer on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/FAQ. And if you'd like to learn more about the Child Anxiety Support membership, please go to childanxietysupport.com. The membership offers courses, live events, and community to help you design a personalized program to free your family from the trap of child anxiety.
I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with any friends or family who you think might find it helpful. You can get more of my child anxiety content over at Instagram, where I'm Dawn Friedman, MSED, or on Facebook at the Child Anxiety Support page. Thanks again, and have a great week.